keep up the fight. I'll be by your side by the morning light. Hang on, I'm coming home. I promised you once you would never be alone. Stay strong, keep up the fight. I'll be by your side by the morning. Doesn't matter what I do, I need to say goodbye to you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, this is live from Studio J. I just wanted to remind you that was Jeff German and the Blankety Blanks. Going to be doing that Strummer tribute at PJ's Lagerhouse tomorrow night. But it is that time. It's 5 o'clock, time for a live performance. In the studio, I have Mr. Mike Galbraith. Can you hear me, sir?
I can.
All right, it sounds like we have liftoff.
Hello, world.
All right, what are you going to start out with?
Let's do some songs from the new EP we got out there called Here Elsewhere. And, let's just go through. This is a song called Time to Split. You ask the cafe for a piece of paper and a pen.
Thinking about it.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It is live performance time, and we have Mike Galbraith in the studio with us, and that is a track called Time to Split from a new release of his. All right. Not sure if I can. You're going to be able to hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit, yep.
All right, I think we're good for right now. I wasn't sure, but that's okay. All right, so tell us a little bit about this release, where this track came from.
Yeah, say it again, one more time.
I said tell us a little bit about this release, where this track came from.
For sure. So Here Elsewhere is the new EP, 5 songs. Recorded it with producer extraordinaire Bunky Hunt. He's taken over this town. Best thing that happened to local music in a long time.
Okay. Do you want to get him on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get him on the air. What the heck? Are you ready, Bunky?
Sure, I'm here.
All right, let's try this now. How about testing 1, 2, 3, right?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
He's on two.
All right, let's try it again. Okay, I think we got it now. Go ahead, Bunky.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep. Yeah, we just had to remember to turn the right dials on, you know. That's not my forte. It's just I'm just a DJ. So anyway, I think we're good to go now. So yeah, if you want to talk about that a little bit, the recording of it.
Sure. Yeah, we had a great time recording this with a local. I call them our wrecking crew, the Motown Shoals crew of just great musicians. I've been using on a lot of my session work, and we had a studio up in Ortonville, which is kind of near Lake Orion, called the Ashram, and. Great, really vibey studio, a lot of nice woodwork and sculptures and things like that in there, and it was just a really, really great vibe for the whole recording of the record, and had a blast, and obviously Mike's songs are great and provided a good foundation for us to make a good record.
Okay, sounds like it was a good time and a good setting too, yeah.
Oh, it was incredible.
All right.
Being out in the middle of the woods.
Oh, okay. What time of year was this? When did you... do this exactly?
Yeah, it was the fall.
Oh, so it was like a perfect time. It wasn't hot out. It was nice. Okay, cool. All right, so how many tracks are on this?
This is a 5-songer.
Okay, so EP.
Yep.
All right. And tell us just briefly about your label then. That's what it's being released on, of course, right?
Sure, yeah. The label's called Whistle Pig Records. Headquarters is my basement in Royal Oak. and I've got a bunch of artists that we've been making records with. We've got a few exciting releases and even have another record on the way in the works from Mike also that we've got several tracks done already. So mm-hmm. It's going to be an exciting year this year and next year. We'll have several great releases from Mike and Ryan Dillahay. We're really excited about Audra Kubat. And several others.
Well, sounds cool.
Bunky's taking us all down to Nashville for Americana Fest in a couple of weeks.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a big label show down in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. So how does that work? You'll have, like, your own stage, or?
Yeah, we've got two different showcases, two different venues down there, and mm-hmm. Giving everybody a chance to play different sets and get exposed to some of the movers and shakers in the Americana music world.
Okay. Well, we got quite a few of those here in Detroit, but yeah, Nashville's okay. Yeah, you can't beat Detroit. I'm sorry. You know.
I agree.
I've been to Nashville, and it is a very happening music scene. I mean, you go there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and people are already playing in clubs and bars, and you know, you can just hear the music spewing out into the streets. But as far as, like, the amount of talent that you have that are born and bred in, I don't think you can beat Detroit myself.
I've always said the same thing.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, why don't we do another one then? What do you have for us, Mike?
All right, this is another song from the new EP. This is called Ocarina, and I wrote it on an airplane on the way back from El Salvador. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, this is Ocarina. Ocarina, my Latina, now I need a longer visa, stay in the country, oh, I don't be, go back to the U.S. of A. In the USA. We could go, one day we'll roam like the buffalo in USA. I hope you can stay. Hey, Mr. Immigration Man, don't take my baby away. No, I barely know you, it's scary. We could get married, they couldn't tear me away from your arms now. We could buy a farmhouse, have a yard for the kids to play in the U.S. of A. We could go, one day we'll roam like the buffalo in the U.S. of A. I hope you can stay. Hey, Mr. Immigration Man, don't take my baby away. I'll have to hide you till you say that I do. Hope the feds don't find you. Hope that you don't mind. You might have to stay hidden till we're no longer forbidden to walk the streets in the middle of the day. U.S. of A. We could go, one day we'll roam like the buffalo in the U.S. of A. I hope you can stay. Hey, Mr. Immigration Man, don't take my baby away. U.S. of A.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mike Galbraith. All right, Ocarina. Is that just a name that you came up with, or is that somebody that you actually know?
Yeah, it was some friends we had made down there in
okay.
El Salvador. I had an old roommate who was from El Salvador, so we went down there and visited him for a couple of weeks and showed us around the country.
Ah, it sounds nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah.
What is it like there? You can describe it for us.
Sure. It's gorgeous. I mean, the beaches are incredible. All these people from all over the world go there specifically just to surf there because apparently the waves are...
killer?
Yeah, killer, wicked, awesome waves. Mm-hmm. And there's just people from all over the world just kind of hanging out on the beaches there. It's pretty incredible. And... the city is crowded and hectic, but, really friendly, and it was a really great place to visit.
What would you say it's like as far as music goes?
Yeah, that's a good question. This was 10 years ago when I went. When we went down there, I was just really interested in looking forward to hearing like local music, mm-hmm. and just kind of getting the vibe and seeing what it was all about. The bummer was everywhere we went, they were all cover bands playing like Police covers and Peter Frampton covers and stuff.
No US songs.
Yeah, no one was playing. Like, I didn't get any sense of like the local music scene, which was, I was disappointed for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, at the clubs, everything was like UB40 and Bob Marley and stuff. So it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, that's as cultural as they got, huh?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's incredible things happening there. We weren't taken there, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Maybe when you go next time if you do.
Yeah.
All right, so where do you get your inspiration for most of the songs you write? Is it pretty much personal things?
Yeah, even if it's not, like, about me or my experiences, I try to come at it from a personal angle for sure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of storytelling and stuff that I make up are more or less listening to other people and their stories and kind of distilling it, you know.
Okay.
So it's a mix for sure. And there's definitely some personal songs too.
Mm. Okay. All right. So what do you have for us next?
Let's see. Let's stick with the record. This is a song called Built to Break, and it's kind of the big rock song on the record. We'll see how it sounds on acoustic guitar. But, yeah, Built to Break. Let's see how it goes.
All right.
Built you a home to see you walking down the hall. I built you a phone, hear you call. I built you a stereo so you could hear this. But you built a wall around your heart and you won't let me near it. Can't fix things that were built to break. Heart is built to ache for you. Can't fix things that were built to break. And this old heart is built to ache for you. I built you a car to take you out on the town. I built you a plane to fly you around. Ship so you can steer it, but you built a wall around your heart. Won't let me near it. Can't fix things that were built to break. And this old heart is built to ache for you. Can't fix things. The hardware store. And they said it's fine that I needed more. And after all, this Taj Mahal standing, watch it fall.
On the record, that has a fade out, and I'm still not sure how to end it. I don't know what to do. played
That's
a little.
Okay. You just you end it differently when you're doing it on acoustic. Yeah, that's right. All. But that's what it is. You just keep doing it until you figure it out.
Yeah.
And then it'll probably just come to you at the spur of the moment. Like,
right.
Wait a minute. And then,
yeah.
Bam, there it'll be.
I've tried, like, the live fade out before. You know, just keep playing it softer. And,
yeah. That always cracked me up. I always wondered why they did that, you know. It makes a lot more sense when it's more of a musical, like, instrumental piece, or if it's more, like, experimental or classical or something. But a straight-ahead rock song, to me, should just, like, start, you know, and get in your face and then leave real quick.
Have a big finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bam.
I agree with you. In general, I do have an affinity for, like, just kind of the 60s, 70s construct of the radio single fade-out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have on a record.
Yeah, you know, it's depends on your opinion, I guess. You know what I mean? And it depends on the song, but I have noticed some. I've been playing some my old albums, and you got the songs from the 70s, and it just fades out just too long, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's like, you can do that, yeah.
It's like you look at it on YouTube, and it's like the song's 5 minutes and 20 seconds long. It starts fading out at 4:30, you know? Really? Did you really have to drag it on that much?
Right.
But then again, you had to fill the album, right? You know.
That's true, yeah.
So you know, so that's one less song you had to come up with, right? All right. So Bunky tells me here that this next one's going to be a full-lengther, huh?
Yeah, we got a full-length record in the works. We recorded a little bit ago, probably about half of it,
mm-hmm.
and then go back and knock out the second half. Yeah, it's exciting, for sure.
Okay. So when do you think it'll be done, Bunky?
We'll be done with it probably this winter, and we'll start looking for a single off of it early next year.
Okay. And you probably haven't decided that yet. Probably you wait till you get all of them done, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to get everything tidied up and all the tracking complete before we start talking about a release date.
Okay. All righty.
It'll be exciting because we've recorded in studios before, but Bunky just built his own studio in his basement, so it'll be my first time recording down there.
That's
he's
what
got
he's
a lot
saying.
Of incredible equipment. And
new toys.
An audiophile.
Wow. You got to love doing something like that, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I know that stuff is not cheap. All right, why don't we keep it going?
Sure.
What do you have for us now?
Let's stick to the record here. This is the next track on the EP. This is called Out of My Mind. My harmonica here.
Okay. I think I'm going to be able to relate to this one, Out of My Mind. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, with Mike Galbraith.
This is called Out of My Mind. Like a knick-knack falling off of the shelf, I've lost the ability to stop myself. I only stop when I reach the carpet, a lady like some bones stuck in the top. Into your arms, out of my mind, you
into your arms, out of my mind, into your arms, out of my mind, into your arms. By they don't seem to notice, and then I see you coming straight clear in a focus. And I relax as you kiss my tattoo. You pick me up and carry me back to your room. Into your arms, out of my mind, into your arms, out of my mind, into your arms, out of my mind, into your arms. Tonight when I'm crawling into your bed, I'm climbing up your back. And tonight when I'm crawling into your bed, I'm climbing.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live with Mike Galbraith. I really like that one.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice guitar sound, and harmonica definitely adds something to it.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right. Any story on how that song came about? Were you actually out of your mind sometime?
Yeah, that's I wrote that one. I was doing like a long... ramble across the country, and I was I think I was on the road for like 9 months or something.
Wow.
And I was on the Pacific Coast Highway, and it was gorgeous, and that the hook came in my just came up in my brain while I was just driving down the coast. Mm-hmm. But I was back home. I had like a crazy stalker experience that lasted a few years, and
a few years of stalking.
Yeah, I took the police and the local news.
Wow.
But it was pretty intense, so it comes from there. Hmm. Just the insanity that I was dealing with.
Wow. Yeah, sounds intense.
Okay. Yeah, man, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Tell you what.
All right, so so if somebody is interested in getting a hold of any of this stuff, besides coming to see you live, of mm-hmm. course, where would they go?
You can go to mikegalbraith.net, .com. There's a Canadian photographer who has the .com, so I got the .net. And you can pre-order the vinyl. We're doing a vinyl release for this EP. It should be here any week now, so you can still pre-order that through the website, and then it's available on all the different internet places, all the streaming apps and places like that. You can download it at Bandcamp, and I have CDs as well. You can always order those and come to a show for sure. Please.
Would they go to YouTube, Monkey, for that? Or
sure, yeah. Everything's available on the Whistle Pig Records website. If you just Google search it, it'll pop up.
What's the address for that?
It's kind of a long one. It's whistlepigmusicgroup.com.
Okay. Whistle Pig. I know that's an expression of some sort. Where does that come from?
It's kind of a nickname for a groundhog. They stand up on their back legs and give this shrill whistle in some cases when they get excited. And my birthday's on Groundhog's Day, so I was struggling with what to name the record label. I decided on Whistle Pig.
Why not? I could see that, I guess.
I think it's great.
Cool.
It's a cool name. Got a cool little cartoon groundhog there on the logo.
I just ordered some shirts. I'll bring some in for you.
Bet.
Sounds good, man. Okay. So you have any live gigs coming up at all? Or
Not until Americana Fest. Got a couple of weeks off here. I just played a bunch of shows. And then we return. And then my next local show isn't, I believe it's not till September 28th with Sleepy Dave Tennis of Border Patrol, and Courtney Hurley, and a gentleman from New York that's on tour. And that'll be at a new bar in Hamtramck called Barter, which I've never been to, but apparently it's pretty cool.
I've heard some nice things about it. I think I'm going to go there next week.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was before it was Barter. So it's not like brand spanking new, like Built.
Right.
Or anything, you know.
I think someone said it's the old Carbon.
I think that sounds about right, yeah. Yeah, most of those places, they go away for a while, and then they come back. They just get new names and new setups, you know.
Yeah.
So, always can count on places to go see good shows in Hamtramck, that's for sure. So, okay. Well, that's really not that far away, September 28th. I mean, August is almost over with.
Right.
Once you get through Labor Day, it'll start flying.
No doubt.
All right, so we look forward to that, too. All right, let's do another one.
All righty. Let's see. What do I feel like playing? Okay, let's go back and do some deep cuts, as it were. All right. This is a song called "She Doesn't Work Here Anymore." Let's try to get this harmonica out of the way a little bit. All right, that's better. Kind of a pain. All right. Oh. Always knew one day she'd walk. A lot of people hate it here. A lot of people are nothing but talk. Some of their lines in ink, others have theirs in chalk. Time she drove me home, I was too drunk to even walk. When she started working here, didn't think she'd last one whole. Tried to let her go, I couldn't even breathe. Everybody loved her, every jock and every geek.
things down, had her hockaloogie in his beer. It's always how things have worked around here. So don't bother calling for Angie, she don't work here no more. Walking out the door. So come on down, I promise. So plenty of fine girls on the floor. I know that you loved her. Lord knows that I loved her more.
Live from Studio J with Mike Galbraith. She doesn't work here anymore. Is that good riddance?
Yes, sir. No, that's everyone misses her. That's the that was the idea.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like it. It always seems like that happens that way. You know, the people that you want to stick around the most are the ones that are most likely to go away for whatever reason, you know,
sure.
Good or bad. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wrote that just listening to my friends. I have a lot of friends that work at bars and restaurants, you know, and just listening to friends, just complaining about their shifts after they got off work late at night, you know, and just kind of took a bunch of their stories and turned it into that.
Oh, okay.
That's all I can.
Yeah, I think everybody on the planet can relate to that one, whether it's working, you know, service or any other type of job, really.
Mm-hmm.
But we must bring home the bacon and pay the bills, unfortunately. All right.
Let's see.
So that was an older one.
Yeah, that's on an old record I did called Finster that was released a few years ago.
Okay. How many do you have prior to the ones you're doing right now?
Well, I have officially on most of the internet places, I have Finster and this EP. But before that, you can find other records on Bandcamp. I have my old college rock band from years ago, and then my record I made in my garage when I was just kind of figuring stuff out. So there's lots of other stuff out there, but Finster to me feels like
the first real one
of what I'm doing now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll have people look for that too then. All right. Why don't we keep it going?
Yeah. Let's see. Let me take off this harmonica real quick.
Okay. No problem. Just want to remind you, you're listening to WHFR.FM, a station making waves, broadcasting from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. This is the only station around where you can hear stuff like this, local and independent music artists. And we have to have a sip of water first.
Let's see. All right, this is a song called Size of California, and we released it as a single a year or two ago.
Oh, okay.
And that's also available online. This is called Size of California. Don't you know you already
in my heart. You found something new, just like all your actors do. You got a new role to fill, I got a new hole to fill. The size of California. Cake bars, lousy air. But in my heart, you had a lead part. You found something new, just like all your actors do. You got a new role to fill, I got a new role to fill. The size of California, the size of California. As a California, yeah, oh no. You let me with the seasons, counting all the reasons that you let it go.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mike Galbraith. All right, the size of California.
The size of California.
Which every year, from what we're told, it keeps shrinking just a little bit.
Good.
Good.
I'm kidding.
Well, we know how you feel about California.
No, California's beautiful, of course.
Never been yet.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got a good buddy, John Barty, lives in Joshua Tree. It's incredible. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like a place I would definitely like to visit, hang out, go and explore all kinds of parts of it. I don't know if I'd want to live there, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like one of those things. I'm the same way with New York. If money was no object, I'd go there every couple weeks and hang out on the weekend and just enjoy everything it has to offer, but I would not want to live there.
Yeah. I wanted to in like my early 20s, but there's no way I would now. Need a little more space.
Yeah, especially when you can compare the two. It's like people complain a lot about, you know, here in Detroit, but it's nothing like some of the other big cities. Like, you know, you imagine, you know, I can leave this station and go to the Whitney and be there like in 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that I couldn't do in New York. Even if I walked, it would take me forever to get there.
No doubt.
You know, we don't realize how good we have it. Or California, another thing. It's like their traffic time is like the whole day, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you get an hour or two off for when it's not traffic time, as opposed to the other way around here. You know?
Sure.
So.
Yeah, that's kind of where the size of California came from, was losing friends, talented friends, to places like L.A. and New York City. So it's kind of a sarcastic song in a way, but you know, size of California. Yeah. What's so great about California?
The weather, maybe. That's about it.
There's that. Weather, nature. Yeah.
But we got plenty of that here. We just only have it one quarter of the year, that's all. All right, let's keep it going. I want to squeeze in some more before we get done here.
Okay. What do I feel like playing? Let's do a song. I think this is going to be on the upcoming record. Or maybe we'll release it as a single. I don't know. But I think it'll definitely be released at some point. This is a song called Bike. The times when I took the time to ride my bike, I go real far without my hands on the handlebars, and then I'd get lost in purpose as I rode my suburb. In my life.
Live from Studio J with Mike Galbraith. All right. Riding his bike. It's a big thing nowadays, though.
What's that?
Riding your bike.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about what I had to go through when I was a young man. I'm dating myself, but, you know, you didn't have bike lanes. You didn't even have people even cared.
Yeah.
You took your life in your own hands if you rode on a major street.
Yeah, I don't even like riding in bike lanes. It's too close to cars.
Yeah, well, as much as you mark them and, you know, section them off, people still don't pay attention, do they?
Mm-hmm.
I see them all the time. They just get over because they need to get over. They don't care.
Yeah, I used to want a motorcycle, but like the way people drive now with their phones and stuff, it's like I don't even know how you could ride a motorcycle anymore without getting taken out.
I'm still waiting to get one. I hope to get the money up for one. But it would be one of those things. I would take it out for a drive on a more, not empty road, but you know what I'm saying, out mm-hmm. in the country or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing it'd be nice about living out west. You get those roads where there's nothing for, you know, 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the place to ride a bike.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But yeah, down 696 or...
Right.
94, any of those other places? Oh, heck.
Someone's got to check, you know, check their Facebook while they're driving. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too important to wait.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, let's see. We got time for, I think, two or three more. Probably three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you want to do?
Let's see. I wrote this song a little bit ago, and I kind of... I don't know. I kind of couched it for a little while. I lost interest in it. Maybe, I don't know what happened. But I've been playing it again, and I realize I still like it. So this is called Turning Blue.
I turn to blues. I turn to you. All this turning has got me turning blue. I turn to blue. I turn to you. Someone had the phone. I'm drinking alone. Ditch out of work to drain a few and try and rid my brain of you. I turn to blue. I turn to you. All this turning has got me turning blue. I turn to blues. I turn to you. Distract myself as best I can. Pretend to be a better man. I think I finally crossed the bridge, and then I open up the fridge. I turn to blues, I turn to you. All this turning has got me turning blue. I turn to blues, I turn to you. I think I finally got you beat. I pour scotch, I pour it neat. Do all the things I used to do long before I ever met you. I ran out, so I wanted more. I ran out to the party store. There I wasn't very smart. I drank until I couldn't feel my legs. I drank until I couldn't feel my arms. I drank until I couldn't feel my head. I drank until I was dead. I could still feel my heart. Turn to blues, I turn to you. All this turning, turning blue.
turn to you. I turn to booze, I turn to you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live with Mike Galbraith. So once more, for our listeners, in case they didn't catch the beginning, best way to get hold of all your music?
You can find me just about anywhere online, MikeGalbraith.net, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else is there? YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all those places. Just Google my name, Mike Galbraith.
Okay, so that EP is out right now.
EP's out now on all the digital places. We have CDs right now, and then we're taking pre-orders for the vinyl, which should be here probably within a month, I'm guessing.
Okay, and is that for the EP that's already done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So that's going to be, all right. And then as we talked before, Bunky, we can go to you for that as well?
Yep, Whistlepig Records, whistlepigmusicgroup.com.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, I think one more will do it. I want to thank both of you gentlemen for coming down and hanging out with me. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, and thanks for everything you do for the local music scene. We really enjoy it.
All right, appreciate it. So you're going to leave us with one more. What do you think is the best one to do that with?
Oh, man.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
I don't know. What do I feel like playing here? Let's do this one. We recorded this one. For the upcoming record. I'll leave you a taste of that. Oh, right, I have to tell you what it's called. What's it called? This is called She Always Said.
Just never enough. She had a tendency to get a little rough, get caught up in recklessness, just to find out how affection gets when you're down. And who comes around? If you don't have walls, and the bugs come inside anyhow. That's what she always said. That's what she always said. I know the song.
seems like she didn't care. But she likes to close, raise it to the nose, straight to the till. You can't have cracks if you don't have walls. And the bugs come inside anyhow. That's what she always said. That's what she always said.
The following program is a rebroadcast of Live from Studio J. Any dates mentioned in the show have likely passed and no longer apply. Tune in each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. for a new edition of Live from Studio J. Thank you for listening.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.